beautiful stories, beautiful testimonies, beautiful success stories that we share in the group. And then I think it's really an investment in yourself.
Sometimes business is tough. Most of the times it's tough. And it is lonely, like you mentioned. And I think those times, when you're in it, you don't feel like anything else matters. You
someone at a networking event, and I would immediately recognize someone that I can connect them with. So it's really, for me, it's really about relationships, getting to know people.
For ladies to get involved in different aspects of things that they actually prefer. Because some would just maybe like the retreats, others might have the Bible studies, others might have certain aspects of it, and it's not necessarily everything for everyone.
I think you have to embrace the season that you're in. I think that's very important. But I can also see the full circle.
Before we start this podcast, I've got one little favor to ask you. Can you please hit the subscribe button down below so we can help more people every single week? Thank you. Welcome to the Right Place podcast, where we learn with you how to build connections that matter, relationships that last, and businesses that thrive. My name is Rudolf Ruitenbach, and today I'm talking to Sarita Nagy. Sarita runs the Confident Women in Business Network, and today we will learn how she does it and why she does it. Sarita, it's always great to see you.
Lovely to be with you, Rudolf. Thank you for the opportunity to share part of my journey with you.
Great. So, Sarita, let's jump into this Confident Women in Business Network that you run. How did it come about? What is it about? How does it work?
Okay, great. So, let's start with where does it come about? You know, where did it start? So I was an entrepreneur for more than 20 years. And, you know, as we all know, being an entrepreneur can be quite daunting and quite lonely. And in 2013, I got involved with another businesswoman organization, just to grow my business and to grow my network and to get myself out there. There was a few personal things that happened before that. But as the serving person, or I've got quite a serving heart, I ended up in the leadership, and in 2015 and 16, I was the national president of this organization. And unfortunately, I didn't have a lot of, any boundaries. I worked very hard for this organization, really burning the midnight oil, building the organization from 8 branches to 22 in the country. So I really lost a bit of focus on who Sarita was, on my husband, my family, my own businesses. And unfortunately, when I ended my term in 2016, I was completely empty. I was there was really nothing left of Sarita, and I actually didn't know who I was and what I wanted to do anymore. But that's always a great place to be. So that's where my relationship with God really started. That's where I really found myself again, getting to this journey of growing and, you know, growing in my spirit life. And I did a lot of things in my house, actually closed myself off from any networking, any events. I didn't do anything. I was really the maid in the house and the gardener and cleaning the swimming pool, listening to podcasts. And at the end of 2017, I got baptized, and I said to the Lord, I just want to work for him. I don't know how, I don't know what. But with the organization that I was with, I really grew a love for women and women in business. And in early 2018, God gave me the vision of Confident Women in Business. And I realized that I couldn't do life and business without him. And and the rest is history.
That's great. I always wonder about this, where we reach our lowest point, that something good or comes out of it. And it's very, it's also biblical in that something has to die for it to spring forth life. So I'm excited to hear why confident women in business then. I hear the woman angle, but what is the aim of confident women in business? What do you drive at these events?
So the confident women in business is a platform, but also a ministry. So it's really a platform and a place for women to grow in their faith and grow in their businesses and to really connect with other like-minded women in business. So it's actually for any woman in business. It's for career women, for professional women, for any woman working in any business or organization. And it's really a place where women can be inspired, where they can be encouraged, where they support each other, where they can get mentorship. So the whole aim is really to first grow in your faith, grow as a businesswoman, because we know if we are strong in our faith, you know, we can take on any challenges, anything that comes our way, even challenges, not bad ones, but great ones, you know, to have that focus and direction and do it from a biblical, from a kingdom perspective.
So how do people get involved in this? Because I can see from my outside perspective now that there's obviously a few foundational aspects here that should be in place. But is it open for any woman to join? Talk to me a little bit about the reach of it, because I know that you are in Cape Town and Durban every now and then, and then also online. So how does it actually function, and how do we get involved in this?
So I've got many events and activities online and in person. So I started in Pretoria in 2018 with my first conference, and now in next week, in a few days, 10 days from today, it will be the 7th conference that I'm hosting. So it all started in Pretoria, and then I moved a bit to Joburg, so, you know, to reach a bit of the footprint footprint in Gauteng. And early in 2023, we started in Cape Town, and it's really an amazing community that's busy growing there. And with the beginning of this year, we started in KZN. So I'm really, really grateful for for the way that it's growing. And I've always said that I want it to grow organically. I don't want to push too hard to go to too many areas or provinces, to really start and grow it in God's time, and, you know, also with the ability and what I have available at this moment. So we do online events and in-person events. The online events are get-togethers that we do quarterly, where we invite a speaker to come and share their journeys, testimonies, or business journeys with us. We do online lunchtime masterclasses, also quarterly, where we also get experts from certain industries to help us support the women in, you know, with gaining knowledge, etc. And then we have a club. So in the club, we've got three different clubs for ladies younger than 28 years. We call it the youth club. Then we've got the normal club, and then the club plus, where we do a bit more marketing for those ladies. We've actually started recently with that one. So with the club, we do quite a lot of online meetings to also make it possible for the ladies of all the different regions and provinces to meet online at once. So we've got club table talks. With the table talks, ladies have an opportunity to share 5 minutes for the club members, and club plus members 10 minutes to present their businesses. That helps them with confidence. It helps them to speak about their businesses, but also for the members to grow and, actually to get to know each other, and to also be able to refer and support those businesses. And then we do club meetups, where I normally invite also an expert to share a bit of knowledge and their journeys with the ladies. And then we do online Bible studies together as a group. That's really amazing to think you can sit all over the country, and we do a study on a certain book or a whatever study we're doing. And then we do the in-person events business circles. That's what we're doing in all the different areas at the moment, where we invite a speaker. And it's really just creating a safe space for women to come and share whatever they are going through, share their businesses, receive prayer, and really just to create a place where women can support each other. And it's always a faith-based a talk or a message that's shared by the speakers. Then we've started 2 years back, we've started with the business expos that we currently only do in Pretoria. We did do one in 2022. We did that in Joburg as well. So that's more business orientated, where women can really showcase their businesses, where they can, show people what they're doing, their products, their services, and connect with a bigger to a bigger network. We've got the conference, like I said now, the Bold Conference. So that's really more a heart morning, really to support women and to help them grow in their faith and in who they are in Christ and who they are as a businesswoman, and to really be kingdom woman in the marketplace. And then very close to my heart is the retreats. We do retreats twice a year in Clarence. We would take ladies away for 3 days, really to just rest, refocus, realign, and spend time with God, but also see what His plans are for them going forward in their businesses and in their lives. So that's really something that I'm very, very fond of doing with the women, because you can see them get there really, tired, and some of them really don't have any plans or hope for the future, and leaving there with blushing cheeks and, really just happy to be where they are and who they are at that moment in time. And, after that, it's amazing how the woman that's placed in a retreat, and I know that's God's plan, there's always a golden thread in a specific retreat, and how the women, they encourage each other and support each other and, journey with each other after that. So that's really amazing. And then we've got quite a few exciting things for 2025. I can also maybe just say we've got quite a lot of WhatsApp groups. It's working very effective with communication, but also we've got Marketing Wednesday. So today the WhatsApp group is open, and everyone in the group or in the club can share their businesses and, specials or, new products or whatever they're busy with. Yeah. So it's quite a mouthful. I hope I've said everything, Rolf, but that's more or less what we do.
Serge, I didn't see all of these things, so I am a bit flabbergasted as to the wide reach, but it's also a lot of opportunities for ladies to get involved in different aspects of things that they actually prefer, because some would just maybe like the retreats, others might have the Bible studies, others might have certain aspects of it, and it's not necessarily everything for everyone. So I like the variety in it. And I see that there's a lot of networking opportunity as well. It's not just talking about religion, it's not just talking about business, but personal touch and so on. So what is your perception of networking? Obviously, having been working in a networking environment years ago, but also starting your own business network, what is your perception of networking?
So for me, it's really all about relationships, Rudolf. It's really about getting to know the people that you are journeying with together. So at the end, I mean, business is not for ourselves as well. We do business for others. And I think networking is sometimes also for others. I mean, I will meet someone at a networking event and I would immediately recognize someone that I can connect in with. So it's really, for me, it's really about relationships, getting to know people, really connecting with people on another level. I see with the event, sometimes, you will have women at the events, sometimes joining the club. And if they don't get a sale or, you know, an appointment with someone in the next month or so, they will easily just drop out or, you know, not coming to any other, you know, any of the events again. But I think people don't really realize that networking is actually about relationships from my perspective and not just to come in to do a sale or get some business. I think the longer we know each other, the more we will trust each other, and then definitely there will be opportunities to do business together, but also to refer people to other people.
Something that myself and John have been advocating quite a bit on the podcast in terms of building relationship and not just expecting something to happen at the first glance. And I think a lot of it is relates back to trust. You first have to build that relationship to earn the trust of the other person. And then you can maybe see how business unfolds and runs from it. But you can't expect business to come and then to build the trust relationship afterwards. Typically, a woman that attends this this event of yours, how would they receive value from the event and how would they give value at these events?
Yeah, so it's definitely, our events are definitely more about growing yourself first, growing yourself in your faith, but also then as a woman in business. So with the events, we really try to create a safe space for women to be open about where they are, what their situations are, you know, what they're struggling with, what they need more knowledge of to receive encouragement and support. So that's really what we try to do, is to create that space for women to be able to connect, with like-minded women, but also to get mentorship. And that's also some of the other women, you know, that's part of the, so there's normally two groups of women. Some women also join and are involved in Confident Women in Business and in the community and in the club to support the women, to mentor those women that really are going through difficult situations. And then also to celebrate each other at the end. You know, there's so many beautiful stories, beautiful testimonies, beautiful success stories that we share in the group. And then I think it's really an investment in yourself, first and foremost, where you can grow, where you can develop yourself, where you can get strengthened. So, you know, to take on challenges, or if you want to grow your business, scale your business, if you feel stuck, you know, just to really get that support and to have a community to belong to. I think that's also sometimes so important, to know that you belong, even though you're not that active or you're not at every event, but to have that opportunity to just know that, you know, if you go through a difficult situation, or you have someone, you need someone that you want to celebrate with, there's definitely a group of women that that can do that with you. So it's not just about receiving; it's really about giving as well.
You probably know, but John runs the Clara Business Network, and I, you know, Irene run the Right Place Centurion, which is also a networking event for business people in the area. But it's an ad hoc attendance, so it's not necessarily a membership-based thing. What do you see as the value to having this membership model that you run through Confident Women in Business? Do you believe that it creates better attendance or more consistent attendance? Or what is the purpose of having this club membership model behind it?
It definitely creates a, I won't say that all the club members attend all the events. There's definitely more of them that's, as we grow and as we develop the platform, starts to attend and see the value in the events more and more. But I think it's really more about that, the safe space as well, and where they really connect and build relationships with the other women. And then Definitely the, you know, the other extra events, like I've mentioned before we started with the recording that we are having coffee meetups. I didn't even tell that. So we have coffee meetups once a month. That's not an event. It's a no-host event where the women just sit around the table and share their hearts and build stronger relationships. So I think that the club is definitely to create more opportunities for women to get to know the other woman more on a personal level. And it was also to really get a basis of income for the ministry and the platform to grow, and for the ministry to at least be able to pay for.
So Sarita, myself and you met last year at LifeWork Leadership. And then this year we were the group leaders of the best group, Group 4. At this year's LifeWork Leadership. What has LifeWork Leadership meant for you, and why are you still actively taking part or being part of this process in LifeWork?
Sure, Rudolf. I mean, I think you know as well, what an amazing experience. And I think it was really for me, and I openly say that it was really a life-changing experience for me. I think the knowledge that's been shared there, the journeys, the different perspectives, the quality of people that we surround ourselves with at LifeWork Leadership is amazing. To hear the speakers from these successful businesses, and to realize that it was also not an easy journey, you know, to have a look a bit into those leaders and business owners' lives and their business journeys are really amazing. But I just think also for me, and I think it helps me a lot with Confident Women in Business, because it's kingdom-based. Everything that we do there are from a kingdom perspective. And it really enriched my own life. And I know I can testify that it really changed me as a person. But I think what I received there, I can again then give to the community and help them to grow better as Kingdom Women in Business.
If you're not doing this, if you're not busy with Confident Women in Business, so what keeps you busy?
Sure, that's a tough question because I love what I do and I'm passionate about Confident Women in Business and about serving the community. But we are in an empty nest season in our lives, so we've got a lot of time when we don't work. So I love to read. I love listening to podcasts. I love romantic movies. Me and my husband we love camping. We recently started. We campus now, and love gardening, spending time with family, friends. So I see myself privileged. I miss my children. I miss the grandchildren, but It's great to have your own space again.
Shame, I can't even imagine what that would look like since my son is only 7 years old at the moment. So, but I don't wish for it to change.
We need to really make the most of that season in our lives.
Yeah, that's very true. And unfortunately, sometimes we get in our own way. We disrupt that, but it's very important that we spend the most quality time that we can with the kids while they are around. Because, when they're out of the house, they can select whether or not they want to come. They can choose. Whereas when they're a bit younger, you can at least hold them close. Sarita, we always ask this question to our guests, and we want to understand whether or not you believe that you are currently at the right place.
Yes, I believe so. I think I found my place. I found my calling. I found my purpose. I found my passion. And it's really an honor and privilege to say that I'm at the right place and that I can live out my purpose in life.
Can I ask, if you're saying you are in the right place at the moment, and you have spoken a little bit about the burnout situation that you've had a few years ago, do you believe that during your journey through life so far, has there been times where you believe that you are in the right place for that specific time and that it was a building block towards something else? So how do you perceive that? How do you see that working in general in life?
It's definitely a journey. And like you said, I think, you know, we all go through different seasons. And if I think about, you know, where I was as a young business owner or as a mum and having a family, I think you have to embrace the seasons that you're in. I think that's very important. But I can also see the full circle. I can also see why I had to go through all the different things that I've been through in life to be where I am today. And actually I think I've always had a serving heart. I didn't only have one business. I had more than one business at a time. So I think because I'm such a passionate person, you know, if I take something, I do it in maybe 150% sometimes and to my own detriment. But I think definitely full circle at the end. I'm grateful for God to take me through this journey. Although, like you said, with the burnout and depression, it wasn't always easy. But today I'm thankful. So I would say we have to embrace the seasons. And at the end, when we get to the second half of our lives, that's what they say, we know where we need to be.
I think it's also an encouragement to a lot of people that are maybe a bit younger, but also going through a bit of a slump, because business is always fantastic. Sometimes business is tough. Most of the times it's tough. And it is lonely, like you mentioned. And I think those times when you're in it, you don't feel like anything else matters. You're so depressed. You're so angry sometimes. But those are times where foundational things get formed, where you can build on that for the future and your next venture, or maybe you come out of that bit of a slump. That portion of time afterwards, you can actually learn from those tough times. Mm-hmm. And I think that is the important part, is to take the learning experiences, not just make it off and block it out of your mind completely, but to learn what did I need to go and experience? What did I need to learn here? And to build on that for the future, not to make the same mistakes maybe, but also to build better relationships, to surround yourselves with people that are positive influence and not people that will drag you down and be jealous and so on. So there's a lot we can talk about around that. I just think it's not always that we are in the right place always. Sometimes we have to take those learning experiences with us to build for the future.
So true.
Yeah, thanks, Sarita. I appreciate your time. It was so nice to chat to you again, and I look forward to our end of year ceremony function at LifeWork as well, to see you again. And I appreciate that you took the time out of your day to chat to us, and may confident women in business go from strength to strength. If we can support it in any ways, then you let us know. Thank you for your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rudolf. Right. Just really a privilege and an honor to be here.
Good. Yeah, thanks. And for the rest of you, you can like this video and subscribe to our channel. And then we will see you next time at the right place. Goodbye.